You're listening to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, I'm Colleen Kelly, host of the national PBS show Family Travel with Colleen Kelly, and you're listening to Travel Planners Radio Show.
Thank you, Colleen. Our guest is Terry Marshall Holder, just back from, it sounds like, the cruise of a lifetime.
Oh, yeah.
One of those big clipper ships. In fact, I think it's the largest one in the world. When we went to the break, we were talking about destinations. So how many different cities, or I assume that the ship does stop at different cities along the Mediterranean?
Yes, it does. I did a seven-day sailing, so we stopped every day in a different port. Mine was all Italy. Sometimes it's a mixture of France and Italy, sometimes, Croatia, depending on which itinerary you choose, obviously. But I started out at Savona, Italy, and we cruised around, and I pronounce things incorrectly, but we cruised around Sardinia, the island. Some of the stops were like Santa Margherita and Lerici and Porto Ferrario, Elba, and Alghero, Sardinia. So a lot of variety there. It's interesting because they would do excursions. You could choose if you wanted to do excursions or you could explore on your own. So I did a mixture. Because of our change in itinerary, it's not their typical itinerary, I was able to go to Pisa. So I got to see the Leaning Tower, which was exciting for me because I've never been to Italy before. But it was also nice just to explore. These little towns are just, these port towns are just beautiful. And we would anchor off of most of them. We weren't in a harbor. We would anchor off, or we were in a harbor, but not at a port. And we would take tender boats to the town.
I'm going to assume that the food was pretty good.
Yes, yes, both on and off the ship.
Give us some details.
The ship was a good variety. Yeah, but when you were off, of course, it was Italian all the time, and it was just so good. I mean, I came home and was afraid to get on the scales because all that.
Oh, we know that feeling.
It's very delicious. Yeah,
that's the problem with traveling the way that we all do, right?
What about the service on board?
Right, exactly. You know, our crew was absolutely fantastic. And, you know, like I said, like you mentioned, there were about 15 countries represented. And they were just, I think because the size of the crews being smaller, you really got to know them. And they, you know, they knew what you liked. You know, I'm a big tea drinker in the morning, so I would walk in and the guy that always waited on the table, we would just go back to him every day. Lawton was from India, and he would say, "Would you like your tea, Terry?" And I'm like, "Absolutely." So he'd just keep my teacup full, you know, and that was just an example of just one of many people on board who were like that. And I really loved, the fact that they were from so many countries, and the blend of cultures was just fascinating. And
last night,
they walked around with their country flags, and then they sang, "We Are the World." And we all joined them, and it was just like this really cool moment, you know, of all these countries coming together. So, they really make the experience for you, I think. Not that it wouldn't be great being on this beautiful ship, but they
right.
We just got back from a small luxury barge cruise through the Champagne region in the canals of France. Oh, yeah. 10 people on board, and when you talk about it, there were six crew. I mean, yeah, that kind of service, you just can't.
Wow.
You can't find that anywhere else.
10 guests. And that was a mix. That was Australia and Belgium and France and the U.S.
Exactly. So what were the meals like on board?
You know, they did a variety of things. Your breakfast was, like a typical European breakfast in some ways. You could have things made, you know, eggs and things made, to order. And then you could just choose, you know, from a big buffet of items. The fruit was just fabulous. I mean, it's so fresh. And then typically at lunch, they would do a different themed buffet. Like one day it was an Italian, one day it was Asian food, one day it was American, you know. So they gave a variety each day. And there was always something for people, little picky eaters, you know, there was always something available. And if for vegetarians, there were plenty of choices. So a really big variety. And at night, it was a meal that you ordered from the menu, and there were several choices. Always a pasta choice. That was always an option.
Of course.
But there was also usually a fish choice and a meat choice and, you know, a vegetarian choice and then a pasta. Yeah.
On our cruise, we were predominantly, I would say, boomers. What kind of okay. mix of people did you have?
You know, I was surprised. I mean, yes, there are older people. There were boomers. We met some really fun couples. You know, met an older couple who had been to Woodstock, and we were talking about what that was like. And, you know, so there's just a lot of adventurous people. But we had some children on board, even though it's not geared specifically for children. It works if, you know, they like to swim and explore, you know. And so there was one family who had two younger children, maybe 8 to 10. But then there were some teenagers, and then there were younger couples. There were groups of friends. There were, you know, big groups of families from different generations. And people from, you know, the mix is typically American, German, British, French, Italy, Australia, and then a mixture of everything else. So good variety of people.
So you said something about 60% return within a year for a second voyage. Does that mean you're standing in line for your next one?
I've got my hand raised, yes. Trying to pick my destination, for sure.
Do they go to other destinations?
Yes, they do. They do Caribbean sailings. This, of course, was a Western Mediterranean. There's also an Eastern Mediterranean, you know, Croatia and those Montenegro. They also do some sailings in Southeast Asia, where they do like Phuket, and they also go to Singapore. So there's a huge variety of sailings available. Bali is one as well. So you can choose from several different options and a lot of different lengths. You know, there's from 4 nights to like 14 or more. And there's one gentleman on board I met, Norm, I think he's from New Mexico. This was his 38th trip with the Clippers.
Wow.
So he is a pro. Yeah. It's his thing. And he just raves about it. So
I guess. You were talking about the kids and the teenagers too. On this type of a trip, I would think that maybe they're probably, experienced travelers with their family as well. This is not an average family vacation, I don't think.
Yes, I would say you're right on that. We had the one family that had the younger children. They were from Japan, I believe. And they, you know, the children definitely had traveled before and they made friends with all the crew. So it was really, you know, it's that type of family. I think if you have children that have never traveled, this wouldn't be the first place to take them. You know, it's not the type of cruise that's geared toward children activities. But that being said, there is plenty to do, especially with the water and the pools and, you know, but you don't have like the big slides into the pool and that kind of stuff.
Yeah,
you know?
Right. But we're down to 1 minute.
So it depends on the maturity level.
Right.
Okay. So tell us, what was your favorite thing about this cruise?
My favorite was jumping off of that marina platform and getting in the water. I loved being in the Mediterranean Sea. I loved everything about it, but that was the highlight for me for some reason. I don't know.
Well, thanks for sharing. Mm-hmm.
And a website again?
Happy to be here. StarClippers.com.
Super. Thanks very much. Travel safe, and we will chat with you when you get back from your next trip. Our guest is Terry Marshall Holder. And she is a travel writer, and obviously she travels a lot, so we look forward to speaking with her again. Don't go away. You are listening to the Travel Planners Radio Show. Email us anytime you like, KevinAndSueTravel@yahoo.com. I'm Kevin.
And I'm Sue McCarthy.
And this is the Gab Radio Network.